the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
She rides the eye of a hurricane.
As of Tuesday morning, Hurricane Dorian is still in the Bahamas. The now Category 3 storm pretty much parked itself over Grand Bahama Island after making landfall Sunday night. It's already killed 5 people, with that number expected to rise. It devastated the island with high winds and rain and destroyed an untold number of structures. As for what it does next, here's NBC's Bill Cairns.
120 mile per hour winds, still a Category 3, still a major hurricane. It's been that way for about 24 hours, stationary. But today, it's expected to finally begin to drift. We don't have a lot of rain bands in Florida. We expect this to stay primarily off the coast. So here's the forecast path. That's about 80 to 100 miles due east of the entire east coast of Florida. So we could still get some strong gusts. We could get scattered power outages, but we're not going to see the high winds at the beaches. We will see some rain squalls moving through here and there. Storm surge could still be a problem. You still have a big storm that's going to pile the water up. So if you have coastal interests, and that's why they had a lot of evacuations taking place. That's the reason for that. And you notice it doesn't really weaken much after this. They think it will remain a pretty strong storm all the way up parallel to the South Carolina coast. And overnight, the one thing that did change, if you have interest in South Carolina and eastern North Carolina, you still have the possibility of a direct landfall from a Category 2 hurricane, which is nothing to sneeze at, and we give you considerable damage, power outages, the potential for storm surge, and also a lot of heavy rain throughout those areas. And then our friends up here in Cape Cod have been staring at this lately, too. Right now, only Nantucket and Cape Cod is in that cone of uncertainty. Maine is out of it, but then it looks like it'll slam into Nova Scotia next weekend.
If it were up to me, away the guns.
Labor Day weekend brought with it yet another uniquely American mass shooting. The man who killed 7 people in a rampage in Odessa and Midland, Texas, had been fired just a few hours before the violence began. But the FBI said the shootings didn't happen because he was fired, that the shooter was already enraged when he showed up to work. The man sprayed the road with bullets after police pulled him over on a traffic violation. He later hijacked a mail truck and shot people at random before police killed him. A 17-month-old girl and 3 law enforcement officers were among the 25 people injured. A horrific tragedy is unfolding off the Southern California coast, where the search and rescue effort to find survivors of a commercial diving boat fire is now a recovery mission. 39 people were on board the 75-foot-long boat Conception when it caught fire early Labor Day morning near Santa Cruz Island. Only 5 people, all crew members, have been found alive. At least 25 bodies have been found so far. Authorities described the fire as a hopeless situation because the ship was in open sea in the middle of the night with a raging, out-of-control blaze. If ever you need encouragement to keep making noise about the unconscionable actions of this administration, here it is. It works. Undocumented families hoping to defer deportation because of medical issues just got some, well, decent news for a change. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services said it will reopen some pending cases of those applying for relief from deportation because of medical issues. USCIS had told those families a few weeks ago that the agency was no longer considering such requests, except for certain military exceptions. That set off a huge outcry that caused the agency to slightly reverse course. Keep it up. From the I'll believe it when I see it files, an agreement in principle has reportedly been reached between the U.S. and the Taliban, this according to Donald Trump's special envoy to the region. The deal would see the U.S. pull almost all of its 14,000 troops from 5 bases across Afghanistan within 135 days, this if the Taliban keeps its end of the deal. If the deal goes through, it would end the longest war in American history, an almost 18-year-long conflict sparked by the September 11th attacks. Well, one more thing congressional Democrats plan to deal with when they return to work next week is an inquiry into claims that Donald Trump was involved in hush money payments to 2 women during the 2016 election. The Washington Post reporting that Democrats believe there's already enough evidence to name Donald Trump as a co-conspirator in the payoffs that resulted in Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, pleading guilty to 2 campaign finance charges and serving a 3-year prison sentence. And finally, this is a story we must continue to cover. Axios is reporting that Donald Trump's political allies are trying to raise at least $2 million to investigate reporters and editors of the New York Times, the Washington Post, and other outlets. This group will target reporters and editors, while other Republican 2020 entities go after the social media platforms alleging bias. The group claims it will slip damaging information about reporters and editors to, quote, friendly media outlets such as Breitbart and traditional media, if possible. People involved in raising the funds include Republican consultant Arthur Schwartz and the Loose Network that the New York Times reported last week is targeting journalists. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, I hope you'll check out The Nicole Sandler Show. Here on the Progressive Voices Network, Tuesday through Friday at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, or get the podcast anytime at NicoleSandler.com.